This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The vote was 13-1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Injured people and at least one young boy arrived on Friday at a hospital in southern Gaza where Israel has expanded its operation. In recent days, Israeli tanks have rumbled into southern Gaza, starting with Khan Yunis. It marks a grim new chapter in the war that Gaza Health Ministry says has already killed over 17,000 Palestinians and displaced what the United Nations estimates to be 1.9 million people. Israel has designated a safe zone in southern Gaza, but its widening air and ground offensive has left Palestinians packed together in dire humanitarian conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election, a move that will allow the former KGB spy to stay in power until at least 2030. Putin has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled on Friday a $3 billion investment for a high-speed rail project aiming to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
Taiwan says the balloon passed over the northern port city of Keelung on Thursday night, then continued east before disappearing. Taiwan has threatened to shoot down such balloons, but the ministry did not say what, if any, action was taken. Taiwan adds, as of Friday morning, 26 Chinese military aircraft and 10 Navy ships had been detected. It said 15 of the aircraft crossed the median line that's an unofficial divider between the sides. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A woman has been arrested in Atlanta, accused of trying to burn down the historic birthplace of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Witnesses tell local media they spotted the 26-year-old woman on the front porch of the historic home Thursday evening, dressed in all black, holding a red gasoline can, dousing the building with the liquid. A tourist from Utah, Zach Kempf, told reporters they asked the woman what she was doing, and she picked up a lighter. So they blocked her from getting back to the building and detained her until police arrived. Police say these tourists saved a jewel of the city, the birthplace of Dr. King. The woman is charged with second-degree attempted arson, and the King Center's thanking the Good Samaritans who thwarted the incident and offered prayers for the suspect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden unveiled on Friday a $3 billion investment for a high-speed rail project aiming to connect Las Vegas and Los Angeles. Biden's remarks were made at the Carpenters International Training Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. The president also announced $8.2 billion in funding for 10 new passenger rail projects. According to a senior administration official, the projects will be funded by the $1 trillion infrastructure law. Biden will next head to California for a three-day, star-studded fundraising trip to rake in record amounts of cash for the Democratic U.S. president's 2024 re-election effort. Pakistan's caretaker interior minister says nearly 500,000 Afghans who were living in Pakistan without documents have returned home in the past more than 2 months as part of an ongoing crackdown on foreigners living illegally in the country. The expulsions are part of a nationwide campaign by the government in Islamabad that started 2 months ago on Afghans who are in Pakistan without papers or proper documentation. Pakistan insists the campaign is not against Afghans specifically, though they make up most of the foreigners in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.